CBS I in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. Your donations and subscriptions are most welcomed. Is Bob's analysis of the space engineering is critical to understand the competition that commercial space now presents to big space. Big space around the world has to watch because commercial space has ideas. That's the nature of entrepreneurship. It wants to make a distinction among its competitors in order to attract business. Now we come to the distinction of landing on your side. Bob's going to help me understand why it is that brave little Fly, remember Fly landing on the surface of an asteroid and then tipping over. And then we had Slim landing on the surface of the moon and then tipping over. And now we have one more, Odysseus landing on the surface of the moon, congratulations, and then tipping over. Bob, there looks to be a thing going on here. What is the tipping over?
That's a good question, John. In fact, I raised this question. This began to occur to me. In these recent attempts to land on the moon, in fact, since 2019, there have been 8 attempts by different companies and nations to land on the moon softly with an unmanned lander. And of those 8 attempts, only one has successfully done its job completely. 2 have, as you just noted, John, landed softly, successfully, so the spacecraft worked, but for a variety of reasons, ended up on their sides on the moon, not on their legs. And so I looked at this track record, and I said, wait a minute. This is the 21st century. We have super-duper computer technology. We have laser range-finding technology. As you were telling me off the air before we started, John, we now have great materials, super light materials that are very strong, that allow us to build things really well. And yet, this new wave of lunar landers, only 1 out of 8 has been successful. And I made a list on Behind the Black. I did a long essay where I outlined each one, what went wrong. And it's really interesting. There's a pattern to what went wrong. And then I compared it to the 1960s when we didn't have computer technology. We didn't have high-class materials. We didn't have laser range finding. We didn't have super-duper software that could do everything for us without us thinking. And yet, at that time, Russia, Soviet Union, and the United States were far more successful in getting their unmanned landers to land on the moon and do great work. And I outlined the differences. I mean, in the 60s, U.S. was successful with its surveyor landers 5 out of 7 attempts. While Russia had more problems getting started, but once they had, after 5 failures, they had 2 successful landings in a row. So what is the difference? Why is all these modern landers having problems? And if you go down the list, there are 2 things that appear to be a problem if you go down this list. One, it appears that there seems to be reliance on super-duper modern technology. The early landers didn't have a lot of this fancy stuff, but they built the spacecraft very simple and made it work and didn't care to add a lot of gold-plated, extra stuff because they didn't have it, but then does it really help necessarily? There's a question about that. And the second thing that's maybe even more important is there appears to be a quality control problem that spans many nations and companies. It's not just the companies in the U.S., and I should point out that the surveyor landers were built by a private company in the 60s. Even though it was run by JPL and NASA, they hired Hughes Aerospace to build the landers. So it was privately built. So it's not private building that's doing this. But we're having problems with private landers. We're having government landers have problems. I mean, private lander Odysseus falls on its side. Slim, a government agency lander, has a nozzle fall off, so it lands on its side. Hakuto R is a Japanese private company lander, and its software got confused near the surface so that it turned its engines off 3 miles in the air and it crashed. And yet they wrote that software for this specific spot to land, and yet it didn't work. Russia had quality control problems that caused its lunar lander to have a failed burn up in orbit. These questions make me wonder if we have a person problem as well, that the reliance on the high-tech stuff, John, is making people lazy, and they're therefore not doing things exactly with this, the care they should, because they say, oh, the software will fix it. The computers will do everything for us. And so they get sloppy. I wonder about that. And so I make one piece of advice I expect no one to suggest, which is keep it simple, stupid. Maybe we shouldn't rely so much on the technology. Find a simple way to get this done. Follow Elon Musk's philosophy. The best part is no part. Simplify things.
I mentioned, Bob, my memory is that Starliner was filled with tape that was flammable. It had holes in the outside.
Yes.
There were some incredible bunch of problems with a major production of Boeing. It never even took off to have all those problems.
And once again, that's a question of sloppiness and quality control that might have to do with relying so much on your computers and your smart equipment that you're not thinking yourself. I'm wondering about this. It's something to consider.
Now, full stop. We're not associating any of these remarks with brave little ingenuity. Bob, ingenuity is everything you want in a simple helicopter, and what a success.
Yes, and in fact, ingenuity is a great example because they had to build this cheap and quick. They used a lot of off-the-shelf parts that they normally wouldn't have used, so it was built simply, much more simply than a lot of these other lenses would. Well, we have our final picture of ingenuity. It was taken by a camera on Perseverance. I've got it on Behind the Black. It's a relatively close-up, and what it reveals, and they rotated the blades, I think, to reveal this, is that one of the blades literally broke off completely. And in fact, another picture shows that blade on the sand nearby. How it broke off and why is not clear, but we at least now they have some really solid data for trying to figure out what went wrong and finally ended its flying career.
It occurs to me, Bob, when the people walk on the surface of Mars, they will find ingenuity, they will put a rotor back, they will put the blade back on, and ingenuity will fly again. Is ready.
No, I don't think so, John. No, it's too delicate. It won't be able to. They won't want it to. They want to put it in a museum. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Smithsonian on the Mars. Bob Zimmerman, it's happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. The month of February is for donations and subscriptions to Bob's Behind the Black site for more exciting adventures with brave little ingenuity and his inheritors in the Mars of the future. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.